In the morning, they pressed on. It was very cold. Toward the afternoon, it began to snow again, and they made camp early and crouched under the lean-to of the tarp and watched the snow fall in the fire. By morning, there were several inches of new snow on the ground, but the snow had stopped, and it was so quiet they could all but hear their hearts. He piled wood on the coals and fanned the fire to life, and trudged out through the drifts to dig out the cart. He sorted through the cans, and went back, and they sat by the fire and ate the last of their crackers and a tin of sausage. In a pocket of his knapsack he'd found a last half packet of cocoa, and he fixed it for the boy, and then poured his own cup with hot water, and sat blowing at the rim.
"You promised not to do that," the boy said.
"What?"
"You know what, Papa."
He poured the hot water back into the pan and took the boy's cup and poured some of the cocoa into his own and then handed it back.
"I have to watch you all the time," the boy said.
"I know."
"If you break little promises, you'll break big ones. That's what you said."
"I know. But I won't."